This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Mackey, decidedly not an idiot. He joins us right now. And we started the show today, Mackey, asking the question, are the Bucks right now in the danger zone? David Bednar on IL. Nobody save for like three dudes can hit. Real quick, they're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot, 8.5 back in the division. Is this danger zone territory, Mackey?
I worry about their pitching depth, Adam. There's been a lot of fuss, and I understand why, over the past few days about their lineup and ability to score runs. If Bailey falters, I hate to say it that way, and then Martin Perez isn't what he was in April, like, you've got a three-man rotation and then a bullpen that, as you said, is weak because of the loss of David Bednar and some other injuries. Like, that's just – it's not great right now, and things are going to separate, and I hope for the Pirates' sake that they're on the positive side of that. And, yeah, I mean, it could be just a little blip, but I do worry when it comes to pitching depth.
Jason, after you were speaking to Nutting, who has more pressure coming from ownership? Charrington or Shelton?
I think Charrington. I do, because, I mean, Derek Shelton can only play the players that he's given. Like, with that uproar over the Sunday lineup, quote-unquote, you know, the day he sits Kutch, day he sits, who was it, Connor Joe
Gonzalez.
Yeah, like, you know, Joe has not been very good in June. Gonzalez is in a slump. Kutch is 37. Like, to me, the issue is not having a better roster to begin with, that you're even talking about sitting those guys. And, you know, to me, I took those comments from Bob kicking his GM in the pants, wanting to see something. You know, he said as much. He wanted to see the offense improve. He feels like they can make the playoffs as currently constituted. I'm not sure he's wrong, but, I mean, Shelton can only manage the guys that he's given. I didn't take from Bob's comments to us that he was, you know, hugely unhappy with the manager or the manager's performance. I thought he was somewhat unhappy, or at least thought there could be more when it comes to the roster construction.
I did think it was telling that unprompted he brought up the struggles of the offense, though, Jason.
Oh, I agree. I agree. You know, that was my question, asking him about the goals for this season being the playoffs. And he all of a sudden brings up, we need more offense, which I see how he's connecting A to B. Like, that's a completely fair criticism. But yeah, I mean, that's one thing, but I guess he could have described their hitting program and being unhappy with it, but it seemed like he went more the direction of fixing the offense as in terms of adding. You know, he talked about internal improvements. I think that's bigger than Andy Haynes. I think that's more of a player development thing. But, you know, his comments on doing something, external addition, striking early, to me resonated the most.
Jason, do you think that Oneil Cruz is as engaged as he needs to be? Do you think that he's in it every single game? Do you think he's focused every single game?
I do. I don't think it's a focus problem with him. Well, I shouldn't say that, Dorn. I mean, maybe there's focus. I'm not questioning the effort. Sometimes I'm questioning the, how do I put this?
Baseball acumen?
Yeah, and just, like, he's a very emotional guy. And I think that's really good. I love that. I love his personality. But I think sometimes, if things don't go his way, he gets in his own head a little bit. And I think that, you know, if the Pirates are down a couple, he doesn't really think about, we need to scratch and claw our way back. I think he thinks, I'm going to hit a 575-foot home run and everything's going to be fine. Like, I think it's coming from a good place. I think it's just a matter of, I don't know, baseball maturity might be the right way to put it. I mean, I think there's certainly some maturity with the fundamentals of the game. I'm not defending that or pretending that it doesn't exist. Like, he's not a very good base runner. There's some things, some nuance to the game that he does not have a great grasp of. But I think he just, you know, kind of lets his emotions get the best of him, where he's trying to do a little bit too much, or maybe he spaces out if things don't go terribly well, where other players, maybe players who are a little bit more mature, they can move past that stuff.
Has he been good enough?
Yeah, I think he has. Has he been as good as he can be? No. But, I mean, it's hard for me to sit here and criticize a guy who's played a little over 162 games for hitting, like, upper 20s home run totals, driving in, you know, around 90 runs. Like, good enough, yeah. Do I think this is going to be the same player we see in 3 years? No, absolutely not. He's got all the ability in the world. I think he's going to get to it. But, you know, I think the Pirates, with what their offense is right now, what they need from him, I mean, they need him to be an elite player. And he's kind of growing into that.
It's crazy that this team has to rely on a 37-year-old and Andrew McCutchen. And obviously, yeah, Brian Reynolds has been fantastic. But, I mean, those are the two guys. And then if you throw an O'Neill Cruz in there, I mean, those are the three guys that they have. Like, if they do make a move at the deadline or before the deadline and say it's two players, do you think that that's enough for this team to actually compete? Like, really deep down? Like, if they add a bat and they add a reliever, like, is that enough?
I don't know, Dor. When they're going well, yeah, I think so. But they haven't been going well enough. And what I mean by that is, like, if you add those guys on top of Ke'Bryan Hayes producing the way he's capable, if you add those guys on top of the good version of Nick Gonzalez, if you add those guys on top of getting something out of Rowdy Tellez, yeah. And I mean, I think those things are within the Pirates' control. But the way things are going right now, like a bat and a reliever on top of what we've seen over the past week or so, no, I don't. You know, and I do keep in the back of my mind, I certainly don't want to see this, but, you know, Kutch is 37. Do you expect this level of production the entire year? I mean, that would be great. I think it's certainly reasonable, but I think you need to be realistic too. And, you know, behind the plate, they haven't gotten enough. Their outfielders other than Brian Reynolds haven't contributed enough. They haven't spent free agent dollars this offseason wisely. We've seen more poor performance from Rowdy Tellez than positive performance. I mean, those are just objective truths. So, yeah, I think they can have enough. I don't think you're going to see them add a ton more than like a bat, a reliever, maybe a secondary bat. I mean, I'm not looking at them to, you know, have Christmas morning here on trade deadline day. They're going to need their own guys to produce.
Will they give up at least one top 10 prospect?
I mean, I think they're willing to do that. I've had this discussion with people, Adam. It's gotten out there, and I'm not sure why, that they're like unwilling to trade a top 10 prospect.
Top five?
I don't think they're unwilling to do that.
Termar Johnson?
Don't. Maybe. It depends on the deal. What are you trying to pin me down to say?
I'm just wondering, because I was going to do a rapid fire thing with you, and you sort of answered it even before I could get there, because you said I don't think they're going to go out there and basically get a big name or anything like that. I'm just wondering how far they are willing to go. And you're right, it does have to be the right deal, but I just wonder if there are any untouchables in the organization that aren't MLB players.
No, I don't think so. That aren't MLB players, no. I think anybody in their current pipeline top 10, like, they'll talk about that they would make a deal for if it's the right deal. I don't think they operate like that. But yeah, you know, a lot of baseball trades, I mean, I'm not breaking any news here, like, they're you have to be getting something if you're going to be giving up multiple of those guys. And if it's Luis Robert Jr., like, that was something I had some fun with on Twitter yesterday, like, yeah, for the right deal, I think they would give up top 10 prospects for that. For a middling bat who only comes with, you know, a couple months of control and his veteran guy with a high salary, they're probably not going to give up a top 10 bat for that. But, you know, I think one of the things that Nutting said that I've been thinking about more, and it's not really a sexy topic, but it's sort of, he said, like, you know, it's now and in the future. And that's always the way the Pirates operate. Like, they want a rental, but they'd like a rental with years of control. So it's not a true rental. So for the right guy, they might have to give up a top 10 prospect to get a guy that they're going to have for a couple years.
Yeah. Jason, this was really good, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Wait, real quick. Should Connor McDavid have won the Conn Smythe?
No, I don't like that. I was watching that last. I was not a fan. I thought it should have been him.
The goalie for Florida.
Bob.
Yeah. Bob. There you go, Doran.
Bob.
Thank
you. It's got to be on the winning team, right?
I'm with you. And if not, then at least do something in game six or seven.
You're right. The last two games, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Jason Mackey, columnist, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A lot to react to there from Jason. I did want to ask you, because this sort of just popped into my head. You played with Brady. If Brady lost the Super Bowl and they gave him the Super Bowl MVP, does he pee on the thing?
Like, he leaves it right there.
Yeah.
Leaves it right there.
I can't imagine Crosby wanting it.
There's no way he would accept it.
Yeah.
There's no way. Now, LeBron probably would.
Why?
Different. Different competitors.
And he had been disrespected for a long while. You can't win with LeBron. Like, look at all these finals he lost. I could see that.
Brady would be like, there's no way they could get him out of the locker room to accept that award.
I don't think it is for a second a bit of relief for Connor McDavid that he won that award.
He probably is pissed about it too.
Yeah.
Like, he's looking at that thing like, where am I going to put this? Am I going to give this to my kids?
Yeah.
Here, my kids can go play with it.
Imagine if he came out and lifted it up.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. He didn't, though. And good for him to not do that.
He's definitely upset about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of useless.
Look at all these stats I put. Like, you think Paul Skeens?
No way.
No chance.
No way.
If Paul Skeens fans 20 in a World Series game and they lose 1-0, which actually does seem fairly feasible if they would make it, like, he ain't happy about that. No chance.